do a proper job.
Okay.
Then email it to me in the next couple of weeks, but don't put it off any longer.
Yeah, it would be nice to hear what you think of it.
If it's any good, I might do a little more than that, Kate.
Yeah?
Look, I don't have any children to invest in, but I have a very talented sister. So, if your plan looks viable, who knows? Maybe I could invest in you.
Well, Debbie Aldridge may have money to burn, but my advice is to check things out first with Paul Lewis, who joins me now. Paul.
Thanks, Chris. Perhaps you should check up on her pension. I'm not quite sure what they're like in Hungary. Because today, Moneybox Live taking your questions on pensions. Nearly 2 million people have already used the new pension freedoms to choose what to do with their pension fund. But complaints about delays and difficulties are still common. And there is, of course, much confusion over what choice we really have. And it's not just pension freedom we're talking about. Auto-enrollment, state pension top-ups, and, of course, where to get good advice. Well, start by asking your question on 03 700 100 444 now. Moneybox Live, just after three, that number to ring, 03 700 100 444.
Many thanks, Paul. First on Radio 4, it's time to take a final trip to Glandon, the wild and mysterious village perched on the Welsh coast. Gareth and Diane have begun to make a success of the Druid's Rest pub, but now storm clouds are gathering. Starring Ellis James and Louise Ford, this is Curious Under the Stars by Mike Povey.
There it stands, majestically, the great oak of Glandon. Friend, protector, Cupid to generations of hopeless lovers. Final resting place too, ashes to ashes scattered underneath its canopy. Its ancient roots cheek by jowl with the Druid's Rest, the pub where our heroine Diane and hubby Gareth are battling with the elements.
God, what if it never stops?
Of course it will stop. Let's cuddle up.
Yes, please. Second thoughts. You can rage forever.
What's that?
Well, sounds like Motörhead.
It's Emlyn, isn't it?
Oh, he always was a bit of a rocker.
What's he doing with his radio on this time of night?
Jukebox, actually.
Come again?
Please don't shoot the messenger.
He's got a jukebox in the cellar.
That is correct.
A fully grown jukebox?
Yes, full size adult.
How? I mean, how did he get it down there?
Well, obviously it was, it's quite heavy and,
You helped him, didn't you?
Well, it's quite unobtrusive, to be fair, isn't it?
That isn't the point, Gareth. He's our pop man. He's not the resident DJ.
Well, he's just keeping there temporarily, love, till he finds a place of his own. Ought to be too hard on him. Come here.
I mean, what's next? Hot and cold running women?
Well, it could all be academic if business doesn't pick up soon.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, it's true, though. To get a decent Christmas under our belts could be over.
No, it won't. Stop worrying. We'll be fine. Just fine.
Curious Under the Stars, Gathering Storm by Mike Povey.
So are you in bed?
Well, what's that got to do with it?
We were actually, Bethan. Really scary. It came towards us like some crazed demon.
Even a tree crashing through a window.
All the branches and fingers.
Oh my God! Who pushed the tree over?
Two blokes called Thunder and Lightning.
Send my first ever text to Hugh from under that tree.
Very apt. Pining for him, were you, Bach?
No, he was right next to me. I was trying out my new phone.
Right.
A crack on, please, Megan. Quite a bit to do in the kitchen.
Yes, Mrs. B.
So, it'll have to be moved.
Moved? Are you mad he can't move the Great Oak of Glandon?
Why not?
Well, the legend, of course. When the Great Oak of Glandon dies, so will the village.
What?
Superstitious rubbish.
Not rubbish, boy. It's the power of nature and myth over the restraints of cold reason. I only hope the story of Geraint and Branwen won't die with it.
Who? Gad, give me a hand up.
Why?
Because I want to stand on it so that everyone can see me.
Are you going to sing?
Go back. Oh.
Time. Okay, listen, you lot. Okay, listen. Right, who is up for saving this sacred orc? This orc watched over us for 500 years or more, and now it is payback time. Okay, the taproots here, they're still alive. Can you see? You will come closer, it won't bite you, see? And if we pack its base with topsoil and fill the hole where it's been uprooted, it just might regenerate. What do you reckon?
Is that a good idea?
It's an excellent idea.
She's such a positive person.
It'd be a bit of a show-off.
She's not. Come on! Let's give Mother Nature a good kick up the backside.
A bit, maybe. Still like her, though.
This calls for a celebratory pint.
Wait a minute. I've got a bone to pick with you.
What's that, my darling?
The music from your jukebox.
Ah, you don't like Motorhead. I've some Tammy Wynette, if you prefer.
I don't like any of it. You and I need to sit down and have a proper chat.
Good idea. Yeah. Sit down. I must tell you about the tragic tale of Geraint and Branwen. Top me up, will you, Gareth? Now, where was I?
Geraint and Branwen's wedding.
Ah, yes. The great day had finally arrived. Now, you must remember, this was a very, very long time ago, before the advent of trains and pizzas. A time when Wales was still a mystery, almost invisible to the naked eye due to the impenetrable fog. Oh, nectar. Top me up again, Gareth. So, Branwen on a wedding day follows tradition and hides until Geraint and his buddies can flush her out and take her to the church. But they cannot find her. The hours turn into days and the days turn into weeks. The weeks into months. The months into years. The years towards the first century.
Oh, Emlyn, get on with it.
Ignore him. Come on.
One day, there's a terrible storm, not unlike the one we witnessed last night. And Geraint shelters under the great oak tree of Glandon out there. The couple's secret place when they were courting.
That's just like me and Hugh, that is.
Carry on with your work, please, Megan.
Though I bet Geraint wasn't texting Branwen photos of his...
Megan!
Lightning strikes the tree, revealing a hollow, and Geraint is horrified to discover a skeleton inside, wearing the remnants of a wedding dress.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Branwen, you see, had squeezed into the hollow. Her dress had become entangled in the bark of the tree, and she'd failed to come out again.
Was she dead?
Skeleton, love. The clue's in the word.
What a terrible tragedy.
Indeed. That's its magnificence.
How are you doing, Nob?
Fine, thanks. But actually, nobody calls me that anymore.
Bitter. Pint.
You can't bring that thing in here.
Why not?
Well, you just can't.
I've got to be prepared. Last night's storm, a mere taster. The big one's on its way. It's going to be massive. Like, huge, apocalyptic. And in any apocalyptic scenario, there are opportunists. Looters. I'm the man to sort them out.
Gwyn, you can't bring a machine gun into our pub.
Should we call the police?
Whoa. Hold the boat now. You all right, Gwyn?
I just go and book my business, like.
Leave that outside, there's a good boy.
A man's machine gun is his greatest asset. First Amendment.
A publican's greatest asset is the authority invested in him to ban certain individuals from their establishment. Gareth's Amendment. Out you go and don't bother coming back, ever.
You'll regret that.
Out!
Crap. Pub, anyway.
Are you sure about the police?
Yes. Imitation it was, see? The barrel was blocked, it was a toy. The soldier in him just won't die.
Poor
Poor lad.
He's got a point, mind. Death and destruction will visit us all if that tree is not brought back to life.
Time for another pint before all that?
Lovely, ta.
And so, the good people of Glandon get to work, passing a long line of buckets from mountain of soil to tree, driven by their love of their landmark and their fear of being without it.
Make sure you pack it down over there. Pack it down, OK? Pack the soil right down and keep it solid.
Mug of tea for the workers?
Tap. How's it all going?
Well, there's about 6 tons to shift and we're about halfway there.
Uh-huh. Will it work?
It'll be at least a year before we find out, so it's like giving birth.
Look at all these initials carved into the trunk. Oh. If only it could talk.
A bit X-rated, I reckon.
Ah, look at this big G here.
And a B with a heart between them.
Do you think it's Geraint and Branwen? Long-lost lovers?
What? Don't you believe the story?
Yeah, maybe. But the G and B there, it stands for Gareth and Bethan.
Oh, right, yeah, of course. You and Gareth. I knew that.
Oh, told you, was he?
School disco, wasn't it? Bit of a snog. We've all been there.
Yeah. Something like that.
How do you mean?
Look, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about what?
Oh, we were kids. We were just mucking about. OK, come on, boys! Yeah, keep those buckets moving! Come on!
OK.
Sometimes it's hard. Evelyn!
Come on down!
Can you turn it off, please?
What can I do for you?
Turn that bloody thing off!
Hello!
I can't hear myself think.
How can I help?
That jukebox. Get rid of it. While you're at it, find somewhere else to live.
What's bothering you, Bach?
Actually, you know what? Before all that, get yourself up to my bedroom.
Promising.
Bring your saw. Oh. Come on, give it something. Come on, we're nearly there, right? Get it together. We're almost there. Keep it coming.
Oh, well, take a rest, Gar. Bloody hell.
No, I'm okay, actually. Quite enjoying it.
Look, has anybody seen my spade? Oh!
Steady. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. We got my arse wet, but... you can let go now.
Oh, right, yeah.
Better come in from the rain, Gareth!
Oh, no, I'm fine, love. It's not too bad.
Well, be careful!
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
Haven't you started yet?
I've cleared the glass.
The tree's still in the room.
I thought it'd give the place a bit of character.
Get rid of it.
Tricky. Can't really touch the tree.
Why not?
It's sacred, see?
Poppycock.
No. Not poppycock.
It's poppycock.
But what about Bethan's efforts?
Yeah. I wonder what's going on there.
She's trying to keep it alive.
Something, certainly.
What?
Keeping something alive. A bit of rekindling, even.
Right, or...
Emlyn.
No. Don't get confused. Don't go looking for something that's not there.
I don't need to look. I know exactly what happened. Gareth told me.
There you go, then. You've got nothing to worry about.
That's what she said.
Long time ago. We all make mistakes. Far too young to get engaged.
Engaged? He didn't tell me that. When did it happen?
A very long time ago. Just before he left for London.
No wonder he was so eager to get me into bed. He was on the flipping rebound.
I wouldn't exactly say that.
One minute he's engaged. The next he's in London. So something must have gone wrong.
The trials and tribulations of young love.
And now she's always hanging about. making herself useful.
Wait a minute. It's in her nature to help out. Community spirit, if you will.
Or she's comforting the troops.
Don't be ridiculous.
She lives on her own, doesn't she? Why? She's an attractive woman. Very attractive, in fact.
Plenty of people stay single for all sorts of reasons. Look at me. Never been kissed or fondled.
What happened? Why did they split up?
Ah, now, that I do not know.
You know everything.
Away I was. On the high seas. That would have been the summer of, let's see, 96, no, 97. Rounding Cape Horn on a voyage to Santiago with a cargo of light bulbs.
Poppycock.
Not a word of a lie.
Just get to work with that saw and take the window right out while you're at it, okay? Put some plasterboard up for now.
If I start sawing lumps off the great oak of Glandon, I will not be held responsible for what might come to pass.
Emlyn, just do it.
A young man in a hurry, on a one-way ticket to another life. The last train waits, his only hope, his 3:10 to Yuma. Only, he isn't a killer. He's fresh-baked Gareth Bevan, leaving the frontier mentality to seek his fortune on the fool's gold streets of London. Leaving a grieving heart by the bobbing sea. One last desperate plea. Tell her I'm sorry, Emlyn.
Dry as a bone. Emlyn's done a great job, fair play to him. Why bother with a new window at all? It'd save a few bob. Oh, come here. Let's catch up. Oh, that's nice.
Have fun today, did you, Gar?
Yeah, it'd be good if we could save that tree. Why did you call me that?
What?
Why you call me Gar?
Did I?
Yeah, never before.
Well, you're my husband, aren't you? I can call you whatever I like. Gar.
Okay, let's get some sleep. Oh, shadow, but on an accurate day.
Yeah, you most certainly have, shifting all that dirt. I half expected a rendition of hi ho, it's off to work we go.
Just helping out, Liv.
She's very good at that, isn't she? Getting people to help out.
Well, Beth, then.
Very bossy. I can see how some men might be attracted to that kind of thing.
Oh, okay, let's knock this on the edge, shall we? Who have you been talking to? What have they been saying?
No one.
Well, what did she tell you? All right, we had a bit of a thing once back in the day, but it was years ago.
And that was it? A thing?
Yes, that was it, just a thing.
Nothing else?
No, nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Washed out to sea. See you tomorrow, Gar.
Elizabeth, do me a favour, will you? Don't keep calling me that.
Sorry, what?
Gar, just not in front of my wife, anyway. Oh, and also, don't go talking to her about stuff.
What stuff?
Any stuff.
I didn't.
Yeah, well, somebody did.
Yeah, well, it wasn't me.
The front is sound, you see. Any luck, you won't come in when the high tide strikes.
Almost done at the back here. But I need more sand for the bags at the left. Nip down the beach for me. Fill them up.
This weather, you're joking, eh?
Yeah, I'd come with you, only the old lumbago.
Eh?
Playing up it is.
Oh, how convenient, Emily.
The sand's perfect at the eastern end. You know, by the cemetery.
What, just by where Bethan lives?
Ah, yes. About Bethan.
What?
I might have put my foot in it yesterday.
Meaning?
Diane knows that you and Bethan were engaged to be wed.
You told her that off? God's sake!
Gamlin, no!
Why didn't you tell us straight off? Be done with it.
I don't know. I just... God, what am I going to do now?
Just talk to her.
Which one?
Diane, when you get back now, sit down. Have a drink and tell her the truth.
Good idea, good idea. Maybe I should have a quick word with Bethan, though.
Bad idea.
Why? So we're both on the same page.
Let sleeping dogs lie, Gareth.
He looks to the cottage perched behind the sea wall. He sees her, Bethan, in the window surrounded by candles, warm, glowing cottage in the midst of life's sandbags. It's like Geraint finding Branwen alive, a beating heart, a flickering light between cemetery and sea.
It's me, it's Gareth.
What are you doing here?
Well, I was outside and, I sort of got caught in...
Yeah, come in out of the rain.
You right?
Why shouldn't I be? Shut the door a minute.
Oh, power cut?
Yeah, like the good old days, no electricity, no nothing. People have to entertain themselves.
I can't quite see you, actually.
Oh, come towards the candle.
Yes, that's better. It's a bit spooky, though.
So?
Well, I can't stop. I've not got very long.
No, neither have I. What do you want?
Right, it's just... Okay, what it is... You and me, all of those years ago...
Yeah?
I really wanted to say... Oh, wow, let there be light.
Yeah. Didn't take them long, fair play.
No. What's that on the table?
That is a Triumph Trophy Tourer, 900cc. I'm in the process of putting it back together again.
Oh.
Do you know it?
No, I can't say I do, no.
I'm missing a sprocket. Barry the Butcher's got one spare.
Why do they call him Barry the Butcher?
He's the butcher.
Right, yes. Yes.
I'm meeting him in 5 minutes. That's why I'm in a bit of a hurry, so...
What, you're going up in this to get a sprocket?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. Do you want a lift?
Should I call last orders?
At 6 o'clock?
Oh, they'll have to leave soon. It's getting worse.
This is probably the safest place for them.
Hey, Mrs. B.
Megan! You really didn't have to come to work.
Speedy, saving up. Me and Hugh were getting matching nipple rings.
Oh. How did you get here?
Stole a ride on Gwyn's boat.
Boat? Is it that bad?
Evening all. Here's the next fire.
Gwyn, I thought you were banned.
Never.
It's okay, Em, then. Have you seen Gareth by any chance?
Nob. Out there, is he?
He popped out, yes.
He doesn't stand a chance.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, feel free.
I'm not sitting here because I can't make it on my own.
Yeah, well, we all need a knight in shining armour at some point in our lives.
It's not starting.
Yeah, we will now. We'll just wait a second.
Oh, Walk then, is it?
Just give it a minute. Patience is a virtue.
Water's rising.
We were singing hymns and glorias, land of my father.
We wanted a bowl of chips.
What time is it?
Don't worry about him.
Gareth, I'm not.
No need to worry about Mr. B. Mrs. B's fine.
How do you know?
So I'm going into Miss Bethan's cottage just before Gwyn picked me up.
What? Why didn't you say?
Well, say what?
Hang on a minute, Megan. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Could have been anyone.
No, it definitely wasn't.
It couldn't have been Gareth.
It was definitely Mr. B. Lovely it looked.
What did?
The cottage. Candles everywhere, right cosy in there.
Candles?
There'll be a perfectly good reason for it, you'll see.
Sheltering from the storm, probably. Right cosy it was.
Yes, thank you, Megan.
Who ordered chips?
Lively imagination, that girl.
If he makes it home alive, I will kill him.
Shall I try again?
Well, don't ask me, it's your car.
I'll give it another go.
Entirely up to you.
Bingo!
Okay, let's get a move on then.
Well, we better go over the top road and then drop down.
But, yeah, that's the long way round. It'll take ages. Barry only lives two streets away.
But the lower road's most probably flooded by now.
Oh, afraid of a few inches of rain, you?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, come on, Gow, we'll be all right.
Say so.
I am. Hold on. What are you doing?
What does it look like? I'm going out to find him.
Don't be daft. You can't go out in this.
Yes, I can.
What was that?
The sea. Finding us. Don't worry, everybody. Only a bit of rock.
Apocalypse, what did I say?
Get back! Stay away from the windows!
Oh, look!
Megan, get away from the windows!
The tree is moving!
The sea roars. The great oak rages. She screams and kicks. She musters 500 years of memory in her attempt to hang on. But still, the sea pulls and musters 5 billion years of memory until the magnificent tree finally surrenders and is tossed from wave to wave.
Down.
It's like driving through a river.
How far is it now?
Just from this corner, I think.
How can you get lost in Glandon?
Because it's dark.
Well, put your lights on, will you?
They stopped working, Beth, and we should have gone over the top of what I said.
Look, the water's rising. Let's just turn back then.
Oh, great.
Why have you stopped?
Great. Why didn't the cars come out?
Yeah, but we're still moving. Can you just slam on the brakes?
Because we're floating. Slamming on the brakes aren't going to do any good, is it?
Float? Where are we floating, Gareth?
How the hell should I know?
Any luck?
No. The line's completely dead.
Everybody's dead.
Gwyn, shut up.
Try your mobile again, Megan.
No use. I haven't even got half a bar. I can still take photos, though.
Why can't you get a decent signal in this place? Why did I ever come here?
Exactly. Totally unsuited.
Drink this, Bach.
City type should stay in the city.
I won't tell you again.
I'm just calling a spade a shovel. I'm prepared, see? That's right, prepared. And like the vast majority of the masses, Nob, for instance, you are Gareth. You see, there are two types of people in this world. Those who survive, moi, and those who are swept to oblivion. Nob belongs in the latter. He won't make it. I'm not being funny or anything, but he's probably already dead.
Get out!
All right, don't get your knickers in a twist.
Go on, out! And if you see Gareth, tell him I am very mad.
bonkers, if you ask me.
You all right?
Pour me another whiskey. Please.
Oh. You okay?
Yeah, I think so.
At least we stopped moving.
Yeah, for now.
No, look, it's the roof's right up against the arch of the bridge.
Yeah, but the water's coming in, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, help will be here soon, don't worry.
It's up to my ankles,
Scar. Yeah, well, just get up on the seat.
Yeah, well, won't stop the water coming in, will it?
Just do it! Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. We should have taken the top road. I should have listened.
It's all right. Here, come on. Get up.
Thanks. Look at us. It's been a long time. Holding hands.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
I didn't want to hurt you, Bethan.
No.
Really, I didn't.
So what happened?
I got scared.
Of me?
No, of everything. I mean, how old are we?
We were young. In love, or so I thought.
We were.
Why'd you go?
I just... the thought of spending my whole life in Glandon, the responsibility.
The liability. Me?
No, he wasn't like that. I never stopped thinking about you, but the life we might have had. I just wasn't ready for a baby.
Yeah, well, neither was I.
Can't turn the clock back.
I wouldn't want to. Believe me. 3 months is a long time to be looking at the same wall.
Sorry.
I still got the ring.
Yeah?
Have a little look from time to time. I slip it on my finger even.
You.
I know.
Bethan.
Shh.
I love my wife.
I know.
What's going on?
Who's in there?
Oh, it's Gwyn. Oh, it would be him. Gwyn! It's Gareth!
Who?
It's Gareth from the Druid's Rest. Can you help us, please?
What's that?
Well, can you open one of the doors for me?
Sorry, I can't hear you. Who'd you say it was?
This is Gareth Bevan.
Can you get us out of here, you idiot?
Hurry, Gwyn.
I still can't make out your name,
it's
pal.
It's Gareth Oh, I get it. It's Nob. It's me. It's Nob. My name's Nob. I'm a Nob. Can you get the door open, Gwyn? I've got to get back to the Druids. A car's filling up with water.
Oh, can't go there. I'm banned. For life.
Well, you've just been reinstated, honorary customer, by me for life. Just get us out quick.
Anybody else?
Most are asleep. Or too drunk to speak.
Lucky them.
Go upstairs, have a kip.
No way.
Is another one of those a good idea?
Yes, Emlyn. It's an excellent idea. Cheers. Ugh. Tell me, how come you never got hitched, right? Why have you not been kissed or fondled in the marital sense?
I couldn't find a clean shirt.
No, come on, seriously now. What about Kathleen?
Ah, Kathleen, siren of my dreams. She's more myth than reality, to tell you the truth.
Has there never been anyone special in your life? Someone you wished you'd taken more care of?
I've had my moments.
Under the great oak?
The great oak. On land, on sea. I remember I was 18 in the Merchant Navy. Hard to the touch, eager to please.
One of my responsibilities was to take breakfast to the captain.
Uh-huh.
On this occasion, he'd brought along his wife. This particular morning, he was on the bridge while she sat propped up in bed, giving a Barbara Cartland the once-over. She looked me up and down in a meaningful way.
Oh.
And said, "Come to bed and make wild, passionate love to me." Naturally, being Welsh and polite, I was taken aback and said, "No, no, ma'am, I can't." She was not put off. "I command you to come to this bed immediately." Again, I declined. So she takes a revolver from under the pillow and says, "If you don't come to this bed right now, I will shoot you dead."
What happened?
Still here, aren't I?
Evelyn, that's so romantic.
I wouldn't exactly call it that.
Oh, I was 18 myself for a minute there.
Steady on, girl.
Why? Why should I be responsible when Gareth's holed up in Beth Ann's cosy cottage? Go on, tell me another story.
Steady! Stop moving about!
You warm enough?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Listen.
What? What's that?
It's Elvis.
Look! He's floating towards us!
Emlyn's jukebox. How is it still playing?
This is me.
Can you jump off?
Yeah, yeah.
You get your feet wet, that's all.
I'll help you.
No, you stay put, don't move. There you go.
Nice one, Gwyn.
Will you be all right?
Yeah. Don't worry about me.
Are we all right?
See you later, Gar.
What?
Very moving.
Just saying goodbye.
Or like they do in films.
Oh, shut up.
Very cosy in our car.
Cosy was jammed under a bridge and filling up with water, Gwyn.
Looked like you two were about to snog.
Yeah, well, we didn't, did we? We're not in the car anymore. Thanks to you.
Secret, then?
An important.
Oh, an important. Very London.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
You calling me ridiculous?
Yes, because you strutted by the village in army fatigues with a pair of binoculars and cradling a toy machine gun. Although, he's very authentic looking.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, can I have a go?
Don't touch the gun.
Oh, it's heavy for a replica.
Don't touch the gun.
It's loaded! Oh, Gwyn, you're just a real thing for crying out loud!
No!
Oh, come on, Gwyn, you could have killed me, you idiot!
Did you hear that? Emlyn? What was that?
Woodpecker? I saw Woodpecker once. Squash on the dual carriageway by McDonald's. Guts on the tarmac. Took his picture. Do you want to see?
No, you're all right, thanks. How's Hugh?
He's all right, yeah. Tucked up in bed at his nan's.
Have you two ever been engaged?
Yeah, most weeks.
Pardon?
But then one of us breaks it off. Then we do it all over again.
Why is that?
Why is what?
Why did you break it off?
Well, it depends. Normally because he's a dickhead. Not serious, really. Don't want to settle down. Want to do things, meet people, travel. There's a whole world out there. Carmarthen, Swansea, Cardiff even. Escape.
And never come back.
Oh, yeah, I'd always want to come back.
Why?
We're human, it. I love him.
Right.
Ahoy!
Look, it's Gwyn's boat!
Hey! Diane!
Gareth! Emlyn, wake up!
What is it, huh?
Gareth's back! Listen, Emlyn, left!
Keep
going,
keep going!
Quick! Quick!
Gareth!
Oh.
Diane!
Okay, violin.
Where have you been, boy?
Put me down, Emlyn, put me down! Oh! Oh! Oh, flame and egg, that's cold! Oh, it's cold!
Oh, come here, come here, come here.
I love you.
I love you.
Where's the car?
It's sunk.
What? What happened?
Now that is most interesting.
Thanks for the lift, Gwyn, but I'll tell her.
The truth, mind.
Yes, and I'll tell her.
You're safe. That's all that matters. But where were you?
Up a lamppost. I found the silly bugger up a lamppost. Knob. It's the perfect name.
Thanks, Gwyn.
See you!
He's right, you know. I am a knob.
Yeah, the jury's still out on that one.
It's lucky you got back when you did. I think I was about to get off with Emlyn.
Really?
Why didn't you tell me?
Long time ago.
Right. Do you think she kept the ring?
What? After all these years? No. No way.
How do you know?
Well, would you have kept it?
No.
There we are, then. It's long gone. It was probably the bottom of the sea by now.
Hmm.
Listen.
What?
While I was out there, I need to tell you...
Hey, what's there to tell? You were up a lamppost.
It might not look like much now, but give it a couple of decades.
Emlyn, get your spade, please.
There you are.
I was thinking we could plant it here, where the great oak used to stand.
And Glandon will survive for another 500 years at least. Weather permitting.
Anyone in particular?
Well, as near as possible to where the old tree stood, I reckon.
You right?
Ah. Well, a big bit of stone. That's a good start.
No. It's not stone.
Well, what is it then?
Wait. It's a piece of wood. No, I tell a lie. It's a box of sorts. Gareth, help me get it out.
Oh, my God! The treasure, I think.
Roman, maybe. Yes. Yes, I think they are. Our old friend, Emperor Constantine.
There must be thousands of them.
Are they valuable?
Yeah, they must be worth something.
The drinks are on me. Who knows? I might even be able to afford a little place of my own now.
What? Emlyn? They're not yours.
Of course they are.
How do you work that one out?
Finders keepers.
What?
I found them, didn't I?
On our land.
Yeah, but it was my idea. So, four-way split,
what
I
are
reckon.
You on about? No, I'm sorry. It may have been your idea.
Yeah, but... I picked the spot.
On my advice.
Okay, Emlyn. Everybody calm down, okay? We'll sleep on it.
Anybody could have picked that spot.
Why are we doing all that? I think we should just be fair.
They sleep, they dream, of fortunes found and fortunes lost. Life doesn't end with the demise of a great oak. It goes on. They go on, clinging to the one thing that drives us all. Curiosity.
In Curious Under the Stars, Gathering Storm by Mike Povey. Gareth was played by Ellis James. Diane by Louise Ford. Emlyn by Ethan Hugh Davith. Bethan by Aery Hughes. Gwyn by Matthew Gravel. And Megan by Amy Fionn Edwards. It was a BBC Cymru Wales production, directed by James Robinson.
The news is next here on Radio 4, and then Moneybox Live will be taking your calls on pensions. 03700 100 444 is the number. The lines are open now. 03700 100 444.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. A 12-year-old girl from East Yorkshire has died in a swimming accident while on a school trip in France. The girl, who hasn't been named, was one of 24 pupils from Wolferton School near Hull, visiting an adventure centre near Limoges. More details from Claire Crooks.
The school party, which included three staff, were taking part in water and land-based activities at the Meymac Adventure Centre in the Massif Central area of France. The exact circumstances surrounding the incident remain unclear, but it seems the girl got into difficulties yesterday while swimming. She was taken to hospital in Limoges by air ambulance, but she died this morning. East Riding Council say arrangements are being made for the other members of the school party to travel home as soon as possible, and counselling is being made available.
Research published in Washington suggests that an experimental drug can slow the progression of the early stages of Alzheimer's disease. Scientists are keen to stress caution, but say the interim results of a study indicate they can reduce the rate of the dementia's progress by about a third. The former Foreign Secretary Margaret Beckett has expressed regret for nominating Jeremy Corbyn as Labour leader after an opinion poll suggested he could win the contest. Mrs. Beckett was one of a number of MPs who nominated the left-winger at the last minute to ensure he made it onto the ballot paper without intending to vote for him. The authorities in Turkey say they've identified the man who carried out the suicide bombing in the southeastern town of Suruç, which killed 32 people on Monday. They say DNA tests show that he was a student from an ethnically mixed Turkish-Kurdish town with links to Islamic State militants. Four Chelsea fans, including a retired police officer and a human rights worker, have been banned from attending football matches for up to 5 years for a racist incident on the Paris metro. Video footage showed the fans chanting racist slogans as they pushed a black Frenchman off a train he was trying to board. A fifth fan received a ban last week. BBC News.
Does using an asthma inhaler give athletes a performance advantage in their sport? That's one of the questions